Back now with Day to Day. There's a sound that few of us will ever truly appreciate. Thousands of people cheering the best in the world at something. This particular crowd is in Beijing. They're cheering an American girl, Nastia Lukin, the gymnast who won the women's all-around gold in gymnastics. She is the it girl in the sport. But what is that? We asked the previous it girl, Carly Patterson. 4 years ago in Athens, Carly became the first American woman to win the all-around gold in gymnastics in the generation since Mary Lou Retton. Carly trained in Texas at the same gym as her friend Nastia Lukin does. But when we spoke, she was at a busy hotel in New Orleans.
I want to go back to 4 years ago and that moment when you're done with a performance. How long is it after that event is over, after your performance, you know you've won? How long is it before you actually go stand on that podium and get the medal?
Let's see. I guess it's about 15 or so minutes. I guess it just depends on who was left to go in the competition. I mean, I was last to go on floor and pretty much last in the competition. So, you know, they just put the award stands on the floor and, you know, march you out. So I'd say about, you know, 15 minutes.
That's not much time, really, to collect your thoughts and prepare yourself emotionally for what must be some, in many ways, strange moment.
It all happened so fast, and I felt like, you know, standing on there was going to be, I was going to be up there for a long time, and I was just going to enjoy it, and it went by so fast. But, you know, I just thought about all my hard work and the 11 years that I dedicated myself and put everything I had into it and just how it all paid off.
11 years. You know, you're 16 years old when this happens. You're talking about back to when you're five.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of hard work. I tell, you know, the kids when they ask me, you know, what do I do to be like you or to go to the Olympics? And I'm like, well, you know, you have to love the sport because you won't succeed if you don't love it. I always had the goal of being an Olympic champion in the back of my mind. And when I didn't want to go into the gym some days, I would just remember that and I would go in there and try and have like a positive attitude and just get my work done because I knew at the end of the day I wanted to make the Olympics and, you know, walk away with gold medal.
What is the difference that allows some people to have this enormous dedication and focus at a very young age in life when I wasn't a bad kid and, you know, but I just didn't have that kind of concentration. And
I
don't know many kids who do.
I guess I'm a prime example, and my sister as well, because she has just always been a normal teenage high school girl. You know, she would have never wanted the life that I had, and I was happy with the life I had. You know, I didn't want to just be a normal, you know, high schooler. I'm the kind of person that when I dedicate myself to something, when I set my mind to something that I want to do, I will go full force, and I won't stop till it happens.
So you come back to the United States, you come back home, and you have your gold medal, you're back in Texas, and for a while you were on a tour with other athletes and continuing to do what you had done. But there comes a time when your doctor says what?
I was already kind of having a little bit of some back problems before and kind of during the Olympics, I guess. And so after performing every night on the kind of hard floor in the arenas, you know, on tour every night, it's kind of that concrete. And I had to do a full floor routine pretty much every night to end the show with. So that kind of took a toll on my back, just doing that every night. I went to the doctor, and I was having some disc problems that were, like, about to herniate or something. But, you know, and he told me that I really needed to stop and let everything completely heal or else I'd have, you know, problems down the road and later in life. And, I didn't want that. But in any sport that you do, and especially in a high-level sport, you're going to get injured and you're going to have problems. It's just something that you have to know and that you're going to be okay with.
Did you have a life laid out for yourself at that point at, what then, 16, 17 years old maybe? Did you understand what you thought you might want to do?
You know, I always wanted to be a dentist when I was younger, and so I guess I kind of thought, you know, I would go to college and do that or something. But after the Olympics, you know, I decided that I wanted to be a singer. You know, I didn't realize how much I wanted to do that and have a passion for it and really wanted to pursue it until after I knew that I was going to be done with gymnastics.
This is your song, Temporary Life. Trying to be a pop singer is a notoriously difficult, hard thing to do. You can work at it, and many people do work at it and work at it and work at it, and still they can't quite hit it, you know? And it's not for any lack of worth or skill or anything. It's just it doesn't work for them. So
yeah.
I wonder about your choosing that challenge again.
Yeah, it's definitely a very hard business to get in, and a lot of people that have tremendous talent don't make it. But I think having a name helps, and then in another way maybe doesn't, because people have already seen me as, you know, the Olympic champion gymnast, and it's hard to kind of take someone out of, well, they kind of put you in a box, and it's hard for them to see you as something else. And so for me, that's kind of the struggle I'm going through, is trying to get people to listen to my music and trying to get people to see that this is something that I have just as much as a passion for as I did gymnastics. And you know what? If I don't make it, if I don't succeed in it, at least I can say I tried, and I'll go on with my life, and you know, I'll find something else to do. But for the time being, I'm going to work as hard as I can to pursue this, and we'll see what happens.
Look, really good luck to you, and congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
You've achieved, and good luck going on, okay?
Thank you so much.
Carly Patterson won the gold medal in all-round gymnastics in the 2004 Games. She'll be performing her music around the country, including opening some gymnastic events. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.